Motor.
KN4RJN, what are you doing out mobiling around in this stuff?
Now, believe me when I say, if I didn't have to be out in it, I wouldn't. I've got a couple of things I got to pick up. Got a prescription to pick up, and I've got a door lock actuator for my daughter's car to pick up. Then I'll have the pleasure of installing it. But I've done a ton of them, so it's not a big deal.
Most of that, but it's pretty scratchy. Is it coming down heavy where you're at?
I'd say it's moderate and heavy rain. I'm on Rutherford Road, headed west, and let's see. Just crossed, what's that? I can't remember the name of the road. The road that Ingalls is on. Can't think of the name of the road right now.
It's coming down hot and heavy here earlier this morning, but it's kind of slacked off here. I'm in Edmond, just north of Spartanburg, but looks like there's some more stuff on the way.
Pretty much an all-day event, and if you plan on doing something outside, it's probably going to be disappointed.
Trying to pull up the radar back far enough to see what's coming. This one line that's gone through, I think, is going to be it for a little while.
So this little scratchy area on Rutherford, but I'll be out of it in a couple of minutes.
The worst of it's going to be past us here in a little bit.
Yeah, I hadn't even looked at the radar because I'm not playing tennis today, and got to play three times yesterday. If you can believe it, I played 5 hours of tennis yesterday. I would be playing tonight in the bubble, but I've got orchestra rehearsal, so I guess I better show up.
And yourself a hobby, huh?
I thought about it, but I just got too much to do.
That, well, my alarm went off, so I've got to go wake my wife up and give her a pill. She had oral surgery yesterday, and she's got stuff she's got to take. So I'm going back on out of here. You take care out there. It's slick, it's wet, it's nasty, and there's crazy people out there. So take care of yourself, brother.
I'm one of the crazy people, too. I will. Have a good day. And I'll talk with you later. 73 KB4 CBA.
JN4RJN, I'm clear.
C4M Mobile.
Still on this mess, Tom.
I'm en route to Wade Hampton Boulevard and Taylor's to pick up Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, whose vehicle broke down on him this morning. I'm going to pick him up, take him home.
Guy, you might need some help picking him up.
I shot with a boomstick at his feet. He'll jump high.
Yeah, boy. So did you say is he broken down?
Broke down this morning and called me and was waiting on the rollback. And he just now called me and said the rollback had picked him up and had delivered his car to get it worked on, and he was waiting on me. So I had to step it up a little bit, try to get headed that way.
Well, I don't don't know where he is. I just went down Wade Hampton. Well, actually, I lied. I went down Rutherford, but I was parallel to Wade Hampton. And so was that in his Mini Cooper?
I mean, I didn't ask him, but because I know where he's at, last time he had his Mini Cooper worked on, maybe 2 years ago, I had to go pick him up. And it's the same place. It's an import garage. So I'm assuming it was the Mini Cooper.
Well, I didn't think those things broke down. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed up here to George Coleman. My daughter, one of her door lock actuators isn't working all the way, and they can't open the door. You have to pull up on the lock switch to get the door to open, and those actuators, they get old and they get stiff, and they get to where they don't travel the full length, but they need to travel, and you just have to replace them. So I'm going up here to pick up a part for her, and I'll install it. I've installed a bunch of them.
Roger that. Well, so I don't guess you're going pilfering through your storage then. You're going for parts.
I'd love to get that toolbox. It's going to take two people, though, because it weighs about 10 tons. And a little exaggeration there, but when you grab hold of it, you know what I mean. And I already got one toolbox at my house, but this is my original, and it's got parts in it. I mean, not parts. It's got tools in it that I still need to use. In fact, I've gone up there and taken some of them out and just brought them to the house, and I just try to put them somewhere where they don't get lost. But I'm gonna think I'm gonna wait for a little better weather and a little warmer, and we're gonna clean that storage room out and let them have it.
Don't throw the power supply away. Well, I'm going to have Gary loaded up, and we'll be coming by that area in about, I'm guessing between 45 minutes to an hour. So if you need some help loading something, just let me know. We'll make a detour.
Trailer with a fold-down tailgate.
Don't happen to be driving the truck and pulling it at this time.
I might take you up on it sometime, because I sold my truck and I had access to a trailer, a friend of mine, but he said just go get it. It's in the backyard. He said you don't even have to ask me. It's a nice trailer too, but I don't have anything to pull it with.
Break out the flotation device here in a minute. That's gone. This stuff just needs to get out of here. Go away.
The outside lane, because it's really, you can hit some puddles there that are like, I mean, it'll almost jerk the wheel out of your hand. All right, well, I've arrived, so I'm going to go inside and shell out some cash for this part, and I'll talk to you in a minute, possibly. But anyway, for the moment, KZ4M, this is KB4CBA, and I'm going to clear out.
73, I'll be on the road. Just give me a yell when you come back in. KZ4M Mobile.